We left off talking a little bit about this halacha that when you have a class in the midst of Mila, the yisr of tzitzis and negat saras, so the halacha is clearly Mila takes precedence. Even if it's not Mila niyam hashmini, it's not Mila, so the din of Mila is doicha saras. We had a big machlekes in Rishonim whether this din that Mila is doicha saras, is this really an example of Esed Dachalosa, say, or is this some more Xeris HaKosov? So that whole discussion revolved around, does Mila B'Tzaras involve an Aseh being Duch and Aseh and a Los Aseh? So according to Shikas HaKos, according to Rebbeinu Tam, because a positive mitzvah is an Aseh of Lasos, then obviously this cannot be the regular din of Esed Duch Los Aseh, because the Klal Gogol is that Aseh is not Duch and Aseh and a Los Aseh. So according to Tais, that's become kind of an Xeris HaKos, kind of a Chiddush HaTorah, and then Tais has had a scramble around to try to figure out, so why don't we derive from there that Aseh is generally Doch Aseh Lo Aseh. So Tosis tried to show us why this Aseh is perhaps different, and we spoke a lot about this last week, and then we got kind of a little bit sidetracked just to understand why is it that Aseh is not Doch Aseh Lo Aseh. But according to Tosis, this din of Milut Saras is not a regular application of Aseh Doch Lo Aseh. But the Rambam does quote it, such Rambam Kastim Saras presents this as just a plain and simple din of Aseh Doch Lo Aseh, which may be the Mokor, that's what Agamot sounds like. It's mamish the mocker of asay dochel osay. Because the Rambam denies the existence of this asay that we spoke a little bit about on Thursday. Why the Rambam assumed that this asay doesn't exist? Machlokes asay is fine. But a chol panim, everybody agrees that there is some kind of a din here that mil b'tzaras is going to be mutter. Whether the Torah means this as an asay dochel osay, whether this exists across it. At the end of the day, there is some kind of a chiddush. There is something special that's taking place here, that the mitzvah's essay of Mila overrides and Rebbeinu reformed the isser of, or the multiple isserim of Ketitz Tzaraas. That's the Kuliyama, but plinga that such a din exists. So comes the Gemara on the second Shabbos and just asks a very basic question about this whole halacha, this whole chiddush HaTorah, whether this is a chiddush as a totally big chiddush, a chiddush b'fnei atzmo, or whether it's the chiddush of essay of Chalosa, say it's still some kind of a chiddush. Yes, the Gemara, it's not a din of dechi altogether. There's nothing wrong with chol. There's absolutely no violation of any yisr. There's no ketitz saras that's taking place. Why is there no ketitz saras that's taking place? So the Gemara makes the following question. The Gemara asks in Masechta Shabbos that this is a throwback that we spoke a little bit about at the end of the week last week. When the person is doing ketitz saras, he's cutting off the nega. What is his intention? What is he trying to accomplish? He's not trying to cut off the nega. That's not really what he wants to do. What he really wants to do is what? What does he really want to do? He wants to do the mitzvah bris milah. It's a loch papa. If he's a moyo, I don't care about this guy's nega. Yeah, no. The Gemara just, his goal, his kavana is to do the mitzvah milah. And it happens to be that the nega teras is going to be cut off as well. So what do we call this rabbi saying? Zachadova what? This is like the same question the Gemara had about the exercise of lasos that you're allowed to put your shoelace on, even though by there's a chance you may come to pull off the nega. So comes the Gemara and asks the kasha, why do you need a pasuk? Why do you need a chiddush? Why do you need an esed dechalosa say? Why do you need exercise kasha to tell me that meal is dechataras? In a situation where the person is cutting off the taras in order to perform the mitzvah of mila, and he's not particularly interested in cutting off the taras, table is no aver altogether. So what's for Aseh Dechel Oseh? What's for Xeris HaKosov? It's Mutter Al Tavashar Miskave. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So Gemara answers two terutzim to this Kasha. It should sound familiar to us because it's basically the same two terutzim that we spoke about last week on a different Kasha. Now, what are the two possible terutzim? He's going to tell me. One terutz is that Inoch Hanami, this is only going to leave with the who? That the need for Xeris HaKosov is only going to leave with the. Good guess, 50-50 chance. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Means Rabbi Shimon is the one who holds that Davashim Miskavin is mutter. So says Abaye, Inochinami, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no need for a pasuk. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter Veila. It's mutter because it was mutter, because it's Davashim Miskavin. And it's only a leave it to Rabbi Yehuda that we need a pasuk. That's Abaye's teretz. And what was Rav's teretz? No, who's going to fill me in? Rav's teretz is, it's a what? It's a psik reisha, and maybe Rishon psik reisha, and then eventually Abai turned around also and said, "Oh, Taka, that's a better teretz than my teretz." So this is exactly the same shachvataya as we spoke about last week. Last week we spoke about the shachvataya about what? About the gzeres hakosel of la'asos, that the only time that it's also to do a ketitz tzaras is if your goal is to be cut to the tzaras. But if you're trying to fix your shoelace, you're trying to pick up a heavy item or something, and there's a chance that the nega may get cut off, or there's a for sure the neg is going to get cut off, but I'm trying to do something else. So the Gemara is the exact same kasha. What do you need a pasuk for? It's pasha. So the Gemara actually asks both of these kashas. The Gemara has two different lashonas in Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel, where first the Gemara has one presentation and the second presentation, it's the same exact shachar attack. So it comes out that what the Gemara just said is that every case of Mila Bitzaras, every scenario of Mila Bitzaras, the only reason why there was some kind of an Isser in the first place was either because Dov Hashem is Kavan is also, or because this is called a Psik Reisha. Right? That's the what comes out from this Gemara. But if not for those technicalities, if not for the Rehuda or Bishimim Pizman, if not for Psik Reisha Pizman, Mila Bitzaras really should have been subject to the Sugya of Dovar She'ena Miskavin. It's really fundamentally rooted in the Sugya of Dov Hashem Miskavin. It may be for some technical reasons, it doesn't meet all the characteristics of Dov Hashem Miskavin, Sigresha, etc., and therefore it falls short. But if not for that technicality, it really should have been in the parish of Dov Hashem Miskavin. Who's got a problem? Who's going to share with me a problem? Your thoughts on that equation of the Gemara? The fact that the Gemara stuck this into the parish of Dov Hashem Miskavin in the first place. Well, that's a perfect timing because we're about to invoke a question from Masechta Maseches Yevamos. Okay, you got it. I'm from Maseches Shabbos, many multiple places. So who's going to tell me the problem? The Gemara says that every time you have a Mila B'Tzaras, and it's really a Dov Hashem Miskavin, because my intent is not really to cut off, I'm not interested in cutting off the Nega Tzaras. I'm really interested in doing the Bris Mila. The Gemara calls that a Dov Hashem Miskavin. Who should be bothered with this kasha? The boy said, a Shabbos man should be bothered with Kashya. The Berman, we need you now. Masechta Shabbos. There are two principles in Ruch Shabbos that many people get confused. One is the principle called Dov Hashem Miskavin. And one is a very, very similar principle called Melacha Shehinah Tzricha L'Gufa. I'll give you an example of each, and then you tell me what the difference is. Dov Hashem Miskavin is, I want to drag a chair, and there's a chance that a charitz may be made, a hole may be made. If I make a hole intentionally, that's a problem. Here, I'm not really intending on doing it. I don't even know what's going to happen. That's called Dov Hashem Miskavin. I'll give you an example of Melacha Shehinah Tzricha L'Gufa. There's a mace in the house, and I want to get the mace. It smells in the house. I want to get the mace out of the house. So I take the mace outside. I'm not particularly interested in using the mace for anything. I'm trying to get rid of the mace out of the house. So the Mishnah tells us in the Masechta Shabbos, that's a Melacha Shehinah Tzricha L'Gufa. It's a Melacha Shehinah Tzricha L'Gufa. And we have the basket that that's potter. Maybe it's a problem, but with the rice it's potter. That's called a Melacha Shehinah Tzricha L'Gufa. So a Dov Hashem Miskavin is a person who's gorer kisei, the Oseh Charitz. Okay, maybe you'll make a Charitz. Sure, make a Charitz, whatever you want to call it. Over here is Motzi as Hameis, without having in mind, obviously, to use the Meis for anything. One is called the Dov Hashem Miskavin, and one is called the Melacha Shehinah Tzricha. Anyone want to highlight for me the difference? Anyone want to pinpoint for me what the difference is? How do you know whether you're in the Sugya of Dov Hashem Miskavin or the Sugya in Melacha Shehinah Tzricha Gufa? At the moment, yeah. So the yisod gadol of Dov Hashem Miskavin is that there are two different ma'isim taking place. One I am doing, I am interested in doing, namely I'm being interested in being gurus, like he say. I'm interested in dragging the chair. And then there's a separate and distinct ma'isa called the Rasiyas Acharitz, which I'm not particularly interested in doing. Oh, okay, good. Okay, so I have action A and action B. I am doing action A, and now there's a chance whether action B is going to happen or not. So that's the chiddush in Rabbi Shimon. If I know for a fact that action B is going to happen, so that's the chiddush of Psik Reisha. But the Yisoda Dover of Dov Hashem Miskavin is, there's always A and there's always B. Unlike Melacha Shehinah Tzricha L'Gufa, there's no A and B. There's one action. What's the one action? Taking a mace out. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm not hiding behind A and B maybe is happening, maybe not, or B is happening. There's only one action. There's only A. There's a Tzatzas mace. In Melacha Shehinah Tzricha L'Gufa, it's not that there's a separate action. What is there? There's a separate and distinct what? Goal. I have a different ambition. I have a different tachlis. My tachlis is not to use the mace, not to use the item that I'm carrying. My tachlis is to remove it. It's a different type of a tachlis that's usually associated with the malacha. Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos formulates Melacha Shehinah Tzricha L'Gufa in terms of Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they carried items to use. They carried the krushim to use them. If I carry a sefer to read from it, I'm chayev. If I carry a mace, if I carry the garbage out to get rid of, I'm potter. The lachshei sefer gufa doesn't speak to a second ma'aser. There is no second ma'aser. It's one ma'aser with a different tachlis, with a different goal, with a different ambition. That's the sugya of lachshei sefer gufa. The two have mamash nothing to do with each other. They're two different sugyas. The reason why everybody confuses the two sugyas is because it happens to be that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have to argue about both. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have a machlokes about Dov Hashem Miskav, and they have another machlokes about Lachshei Sefer Gufa. But the two sugyas are not the same sugya. Comes the Rashba in Masechet Shabbos and develops this klolim, tells us this before, this is posha. Anyone can figure this out, except for some who didn't figure it out. Maybe some Hashem didn't figure it out. Maybe some Gemara didn't seem to figure it out. The Rashi, this is Devarim Pshutim Admai. And when you look at the two sugyas, you'll realize right away, Dr. Berman says correctly, this is A and B, and this is just A with a different tachlis. Now who's going to ask me a kasha? Now who's going to ask me a bomb kasha? Milu B'Tzaras is much closer to the model of Melach Shem Tzirich L'Gufa than it is to the model of Dov Hashem Miskavet. By Milu B'Tzaras, how many Ma'isim are there? There's one ma'aser. What's the one ma'aser? The ktzitzas atzaras. Elo what? I'm doing the ktzitzas atzaras for a different purpose. I'm not doing it to cut off the tzaras. My goal is, I have a different ambition, I have a different goal. What's my goal? To do a bris milah. Good. So that, I have no problem calling that a melach shem tzirich l'gufa. That's fine. That's perfect. It would be a perfect example of melach shem tzirich l'gufa, which would be, because it's one ma'aser, with a different tachlis, different ambition, different goal. So that's fine, that's wonderful. Call it a Lachshei Tzirich L'Gufa. But don't call it a what? Don't call it a Dov Hashem Miskaven. Why does the Gemara call it Dov Hashem Miskaven? Come to Rashba and says the Kasha much sharper, much stronger than I just said. Says the Rashba, if you're going to call it merely a Lachshei Tzirich L'Gufa, you're going to be in a pickle. You know why? Because unlike Dov Hashem Miskaven, which is a din that permeates Kol HaTorah Kula, we have sugyas and shas where Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon fight about Dov Hashem Miskaven of Asiyas Choritz, and then there's another Dov Hashem Miskaven of what? Of Nazir. We spoke about this, right? Nazir Chayfeif. Whatever. Nazir. It's like my kinui. Nazir. Nazir is Chayfeif. The Mishnah says of Masechus Nazir that there's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Can a Nazir play with his hair? Can he twirl his payas? So Rabbi Yehuda says he can't because a Dov Hashem Miskaven, he may pull out some hairs. And Rabbi Shimon says it's perfectly okay, it's a Dov Hashem Miskaven. If he combs his hair, Ken Zayin, that's called a psik resha. I mean, that's a rash and a brush. That's a whole sugya in and of itself. To comb his hair, to brush his hair, that's a problem. But to play with his payas, that's okay. So the Gemara says befeirush that the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon is not just by Shabbos, it's by Kol HaTorah Kula as well. But what about Melach Shem Tzirich L'Gufa? What if you would plug in an example of a Melach Shem Tzirich L'Gufa into Hilchas Nezirus, into Hilchas other areas of Halacha? Would it make any sense? No. Melach Shem Tzirich L'Gufa has nothing to do with Kol HaTorah Kula. Melach Shem Tzirich L'Gufa is a din prati in Hilchas Shabbos that Rabbi Shimon derived from Melach Shem Mishkan. It's got to be similar to the Mishkan, to be the Mishkan. So it has to have the same tachas as the Mishkan. But that whole model of Melach Shem Tzirich L'Gufa breaks down in Kol HaTorah Kula. There is no such din in Kol HaTorah Kula. Let's say a guy he's a Nazir, and he's pulling hair out of his head for a different reason. Not for the normal reason, for a different reason. So, about this chayim, the kulam is chayim. There should be a plate of Melach Shem Tzirich L'Gufa anywhere outside of the Shabbos. That's Dvarim Pshutim Ad Me'od. So frek the Rashba Kasha now in the 19th Berach Masechet Shabbos. Why does the Gemara call Mila B'Tzaras Dov Hashem Miskaven and related to Rabbi Rabbi Shimon of Dov Hashem Miskaven and related to the topic of Psik Resha? The whole model is wrong, frek the Rashba. The entire application is incorrect. The Mila B'Tzaras is not an example of Dov Hashem Miskaven. It's an example of anything of Melach Shem Tzirich L'Gufa, which is a terrible example. Because it's a terrible application, because Melach Shem Tzirich L'Gufa is only a din in Shabbos. It's nothing to do with Kol HaTorah Kula. So what's the Gemara drawing us a coffin and asking us, Mila B'Tzaras, our Gemara, Ksuba Stafnem, everyone learns Ksuba Stafnem. The Gemara says, Heicha Minan Esi V'Dirchem Lel Seskom Mila B'Tzaras. You do the Rambam's version or the Netanyahu's version. What do you mean Mila B'Tzaras? What do you mean it's Deichem? What do you mean there's an Isser by Milu B'Tzaras? What do you mean I need a Chiddush HaTorah to tell me Milu B'Tzaras? Is Mutta, Frek, the Gemara, it's a Dov Hashem Miskaven, Frek the Rashba, it's wrong. It's not a Dov Hashem Miskaven. It's a Melach Shem Tzirich L'Gufa, which is completely meaningless outside the realm of Hilchos Shabbos. That's a Kasha. That's a Rashba. We spoke about this Rashba. No, what's the Teretz? Remember the Teretz? Oh, Ota, Zoy, Dr. Burns, right? it's the Rosh Mesteretz. At least a year later. Must have been a year and a half later. Not the Rosh, but Yisoyed Godel within the Sugi of Ketitas Tziras. It's like a Bumdash, Bumdash, a Prisker, Rashba. Comes a Rashba and says, Yesh Lachkor. What's the nature of the Yisoyed Ketitas Tziras? Hishoma Benega Tziras. What's the name of the game? What's the name of the Yisoyed Ketitas Tziras? So I can understand it one of two ways. Either I can understand Ketitas Tziras as being, it's a Maisa Veira. It's a Maisa Ketitas. It's like getting to right. It's like wearing shatnez. It's like shaving with a razor. It's a Maisa Yisoyed. The act of taking a knife and a scissors and cutting off your neged teras, that's what the teras says. Why he's doing it? Why? What? Who? What? Where? That's the name of the isser. Is there a fundamental isser? Let's say you have a guy who eats chazir. So does it really make the slightest bit of difference why he's eating the chazir? Some people eat chazir because they like the taste of chazir. Some people, I don't particularly like the taste of chazir. The doctor said I should get some extra protein, so I go and pick a chazir sandwich. Is there the slightest difference between the guy who ate the chazir because he likes the taste of the bacon or the guy who takes the chazir because he wants the protein? Absolutely not. If the chazir is spoiled and rotten, okay, it's not called chazir anymore. A guy who eats chazir for another reason. Why is he eating the chazir? He doesn't really like the taste of chazir. Baruch Hashem, he's got his iron levels are very, very high. He doesn't need any extra any meat. Why is he eating chazir? Because he's in a business meeting. And he's embarrassed of eating in the chazer restaurant, not just to order a salad, so he was a chazer also. Is there any difference between those three people? The guy like eating it for the taste of chazer, the guy's eating it for the nutrition, the guy's eating because he doesn't want to be embarrassed. They're all chayav malchus together. So it's a deraisa no matter what. Most Yisurim of Torah, for that matter, are like that. Comes the Rashi and says, should we understand the Issur Ketitas Tziras like that? No. The nature of the Issur Ketitas Tziras is a totally different type of an Issur. It's mamash in the Chumash presented differently. What does the Torah say? Hishoma b'nega tzaras l'shmor m'oy v'la'asas k'chol she'iru etchem akonim alvim k'shet tzim t'shmor asos. What does the Torah say? Don't cut off the nega tzaras. And the Torah tells you why. Why? Because what do we want you to do? We want you to go to the Kohen and to go to Pashas Tazriya Mitzvah. That's what's supposed to happen. The cutting off the nega tzaras is not b'atzmusa w'davar asa. The cutting off the neged teras is a bittul biyadayim of Pashas Tazriya Mitzrayim. It's a bittul of what the Torah wants. The Torah has a protocol. The Torah has a process. Cool. Going to the Kohanim, you should go Torah, Tamei, Muska, Muchlan, the whole Pashas Tazriya Mitzrayim. The guy who circumvents that, he's being betar atzma shaloya de kohen. That's the name of the Yisr. The Ketitas Tziras is a hechetimtza to the Yisr of being betar atzma shaloya de kohen. As it says, state beferish in the Chumash. That defines the very essence of the Yisr. Up the Rashba Yisoid. Now that I just developed for you, I just read something from Chumash, and I proved to you that the name of the game is not the Maisa Isser, but not the Maisa Ketis, but rather what's the real name of the game is the Tahara Shalo Ayadei Kohen. I now have created for myself a what and a what? The two magic letters. What are the two magic letters? I now have an A and a B. You know what the A and the B is? The A is the Maisa Ketis, which is not really the Aveira. What's the B? The B is the becoming Tohor, Shaloi De Kohen. Now, we usually think that's not a B. That's not fair. That's a semantics. That's not a B. That's a Machshava. But Medavar Mamurim, it's not a B when the name of the Yisr is the Maisa. But when the name of the Yisr is Gufa the Machshava, the name of the Yisr is the Tachlis, so that Tach is a B. Now, what am I doing? I'm cutting off a neged teras, which itself is not osur. There's no issur of cutting off teras. You heard it right here, says the Rashba. There is no issur called ketitas teras. The issur is taras atzmo shloi dekoyin, which is accomplished ayyadei ketitas teras. So when a guy cuts off the neged teras and he's having in mind for a different reason, it's not a melach shetich lagufa. That's not just a different reason. That impacts upon the very nature of what you're doing. You're not doing the Yisr of Ketitas Tziras. You're doing the Yisr of cutting off Tziras. But that's not the Yisr of Ketitas Tziras. The Yisr of Ketitas Tziras of the Rashba is only when it's being done with the intention of the Tarat Moshalot Dekoyin. So that's exactly what the Gemara says. By Mila B'Tziras is the Chedav Hashem Miskaven. I'm doing A, I'm cutting. Cutting is not Aser. What's the B? By your cutting A, it's going to lead to B. So that's what the Gemara says. Oh, that's the Hashem Miskaven. And then Rav was Mechadosh, by the way, no. That's Psikresha. It's worse than a Dabashem. It's a Psikresha, but it's not related to the Sugim Lakshet Tichlov. to your soy for not. That's a lam. You gotta look at this Rashba. I don't think I put this Rashba on the permits, right? I don't think I put it on because I assumed everyone saw it last year. You got to take a look at this Rashba. This is just you say that you say this. I remember the first time I ever heard this Rashba was in 10th grade. We were learning Perek Rabbeinu the Mila, and we got up to this Gemara. I remember the Rebbe, Mordechai Marcus. So he just said this Rashba, scribe the Gemara. So you can't read the Gemara in Shabbos without knowing this Rashba. So remember, he said over this Rashba to us, 10th grader, we're sitting listening to this Rashba. So this guy is a collector's item, this Rashba. Yeah. It's a lav. Whether you hold this Nisra say or not, that depends on the Rebbe time of the Rambam. But even the lavs of the Rashba, the nature of the lav is the bitul asay, so to speak. It's a kind of ha. It's a lav. You get malchus for it. You get malchus. You show me that it's rashi. You cut off that it's rashi. Chai malchus. But the isser is to do something that's going to interfere with the ability to be mitayeh de kohen. You show me negat zaras. Kach nemr halacha. Show me negat zaras. You can't cut off the negat zaras, but not as an independent isser. As part of the it's yeah, yeah, yeah.
Still
yeah.
Another.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. You gotta look at this Rashi. This Rashi is important for two purposes. It's important because it gives you pshat in that Gemara and Shabbos, and it redefines Yishom and Ekatzeras. But it's even more important because the Rashi concretizes what the difference between Melech Shetzuhu and Dokshim is Kavim. That's why we quoted this Rashi 20 times last year, because every time you see Gemaras that start to cross lines between Dokshim is Kavim and Melech Shetzuhu, you have to always ask yourself, you can't blur the lines between these two. One is double Maisa, one is Chada Maisa, a different Tachlis. So Rabbi said, so we pretty much finished up this part of the sugya in terms of Mila B'Tzaras. We saw Rabbi Tam's problem with this Gemara. Agama presented as Esed Echolosa Seir. Rabbi Tam says, Lav Dafka. We said the Rambam Taka does learn as Esed Echolosa Seir. We spoke a little bit about what the role of Esed being Docha, not being Docha, and Esed Echolosa Seir is. We spoke a little bit about the Esed of the Lassos, whether it exists or not. Now we spoke a little bit about what the nature of the Esed of Tzitz Tzaras. So now we begin the next one. What are we going to do?